is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
Hello, and welcome to episode 110 of the Bitter Comics Podcast. I am JT Foreman, and I'm here with two very good friends, Gabriel Francisco.
Hi.
Hey.
And Blake Hayden.
Oh, hey there.
I took credit for Jeremiah. Or not Jeremiah. Gabriel. I was just talking to Jeremiah, that's why. Nation.
Okay.
Yeah, we were playing Trivia Crack.
Cool.
So it came out.
Well, thanks guys for doing the podcast again.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing Danny Minch. It was you two guys and him last time.
Yeah.
So, but sorry, Danny. Anyway, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 110, so for my insensitivity. In episode 109, I would like to apologize to about half my family and, black people. I always apologize to black people.
You have to.
Absolutely. About half my family, Danny Minch for not having it back again, and you, the audience, for not really preparing this apology.
Yeah.
In my notes, basically, because once again, I've lost my notes.
Oh, no.
Because, I listen to the episode a couple times and write down who I'm going to apologize to.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what I did with that piece of paper. So I lost my notes, and I'd like to apologize to all the people I was going to apologize to for not apologizing to them because I don't have my notes and I don't remember who they were.
Have you thought about putting these on YouTube?
I have thought about that, yes, but I'm too lazy to go and figure out how to turn an audio file into a video file.
You don't have to. Just attach it to a video of a picture.
Okay. How do you make a video of a picture?
You got a PC?
Yes.
Movie Maker.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take a look at
just
that.
Just pick a picture you like. And
by the way, this podcast has been sponsored by Movie Maker.
Oh.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
And Uncrustables.
And Uncrustables.
Smuckers. Yes.
Sounds like a cologne. Uncrustables by Smuckers. You word it that way.
Let me finish the intro, and then you guys can make fun of me some more. What was that thing that just fell off of your beard anyways?
Apparently it was saliva.
It was a little white. It looked like a little white piece of fuzz, but it was teardrop shaped.
It was
just drooling. It just,
I just literally just drooled all over myself.
Blake and I have a Mountain Dew, but you don't, and you just really wish you had one.
Yeah.
Either that or it was leftovers from the lactose-free milk.
You know what? That makes more sense.
The leftovers from lactose-free milk?
We should mention that I drank it very recently. That
you,
it wasn't
you like lactose
there.
Milk?
Lactose-free milk.
Lactose-free milk, yeah. Do you like it? Like, I know that you have to drink it, but do you like it?
Lactose-free milk is milk.
Okay.
They just filter the lactose sugar out.
But he was saying that it tastes different.
My opinion is it is sweeter.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they're removing a sugar.
Yes, it is. But to my palate, when I taste it, it tastes sweeter. It actually tastes to me like normal milk that they put some sugar in.
I like almond milk.
It's like the milk left over after you finish your Honey Smacks.
They actually sell
or your
that
Frosted Flakes.
They sell milk that they soak cereal in, and then they drain all the cereal out.
Is it at Costco?
I don't know where you can get it. I know it's online though, but they have like Fruity Pebbles.
Let me finish the intro real get back, and we're gonna get back to the Frosted Flakes filtered milk. If you'd like to know why I'm apologizing to each of those things, check out episode 109 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, just go to that website and you can scroll down a little bit on the right-hand side of the page. There are buttons to click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or My Yahoo. Or you can just go to the iTunes store and look up Bitter Comics and you will find it there. And if you feel I owe any additional apologies or to send any messages, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com, and in the subject line, please put "Stop advertising for free." we mentioned like half a dozen brand names already just this episode.
Yeah.
So
how do you get on iTunes?
Once you have the podcast on a server somewhere, there will be a link that's the feed, and you go to iTunes, and in iTunes, there's a thing to submit a podcast. Just go to that, click on it, and they'll say put the feed in here, and that's it. I mean, it has a page of stuff to fill out, you know, your information, a description of the podcast and all that, but really, that's all you have to do. And then as long as the feed works, they'll do some kind of... it says they have to do a review of it,
it's gotten a lot easier than what it used to be.
Yeah.
Well, you used to have to blow Steve Jobs, but now he's gone, so it's like...
Well, how do you think he got that last name?
Ah, yeah, see, there you go.
In fact, they would call it a Steve Job. just to disguise what it is.
Why don't you give me a Stevie?
Yeah, come over and give me a Steve Job. Wear a mark.
I've been getting Stevies all night, man.
Wear a marked.
It's a mark.
I'm gonna mark. What was that? What was that bit that you have about Mark?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
You have to get mocked.
You have to get mocked.
It's the protein drink.
Yeah, get marked.
That's a real thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
I've never even heard about
GMC
it.
GMC is talking about discontinuing it, actually. And you just got to get it from, I guess, his website.
And then you have to go through other sources.
The guy at GMC was ripping on it too. I was like, "This is your product." He was like, "It's no good." And this is the same thing over here, just without his face on it. We don't want it to associate our name with his face anymore. And I was like, all right.
I don't want anything associated for me and Mark Wahlberg.
I think he's awesome.
I've liked all of his movies.
Did you like the Planet of the Apes remake?
Yeah, I did.
Because I did too, and everybody fucking hates it.
I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was great.
I liked.
No, I didn't think it was great, but I like it.
I liked the scene when he was making out with Michael Jackson.
She did, though, right?
She looked like Michael Jackson.
She so does. Every time I watch that movie, she looks like Michael Jackson. It's a
female ape looks like Michael Jackson.
I just love that it's prosthetics, though. I love practical effects in movies.
I assume they pulled his corpse out of the ground. He wasn't dead yet at the time, but somehow they did the whole...
They Weekend at Bernie'd him.
Yes, exactly.
Before death.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay, yeah. That was not a comment about black people being apes, okay? The female ape in Planet of the Apes looks like Michael Jackson. Go watch the movie. It's not my fault. I'm not apologizing.
Michael Jackson?
Well, I think he's going to have an apology next podcast.
I'm probably going to apologize.
Do you have any questions for us? Or do we just talk? I don't know how this always works.
Well, I try to do the podcast. My original concept was that it would be about the Fresno comedy scene. I was probably going to give you a hard time about the joke idea I bugged you with at 2 in the morning last night or something.
What?
It was like 10:30 when I sent you a text, actually. But when I thought of that thing that I was talking to you about.
Yeah.
Wrecking Ball was stuck in my head.
Which is, for anyone who doesn't know...
Let's give a little background. You know, I said we're going to get back to this, and let me do the intro, and then we never got back to it. What was the thing we were talking about a second ago?
Milk-soaked in cereal.
Milk-soaked in cereal. Okay. We're going to... Okay.
Cereal-soaked
in cereal. Next will be the music right now. Okay.
Okay.
Milk-soaked in cereal.
Cereal-soaked
in cereal. Cereal-soaked milk.
It's for cooking.
Do they have it at Costco?
Is it really?
Baking, I think, maybe.
Do they have it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it for purchase. I've only heard about it.
Well,
I've only seen it on cooking shows. Where like, and you can get me your sweet milk. And this one's Fruity Pebbles, but you can get whatever brand you like. And I'm like, huh, it's a trip.
It seems like weird. Another one of those ultimate lazy products that I was talking about that they'd have at Costco.
Right? Yeah.
Because, like, okay, I had a bunch of people over here just after Christmas. Blake was here. And I made ham. And I told you this lame joke. When you were here then, that's when I thought of it. Is I got the ham, and I'd never made a ham before, so I go online to look up a recipe for it. And, you know, I found one. I was like, oh, let's try this. And then I go back over to the ham, and I'm looking at it, and, oh, it's already cooked. It just has heating instructions on it. And he even has a little packet of stuff to make the glaze with. I was like, okay, well, this will be a lot easier, I guess. So I turn the oven on, I open the thing up, it's sliced already. It's already sliced. I mean, how lazy do these people know that I am?
It's so set. It sets you up.
That's one of the reasons I've come to the conclusion that Costco is not a store for people who want to buy in bulk, although it is that. It is primarily a store for lazy people. I mean, you can buy Uncrustables in bulk. Right? Peanut butter and jelly is the ultimate, I'm too lazy to cook, but I want something to eat. Because all you do is you take two pieces of bread, you put a blob of goo on one of them, a blob of a different kind of goo on another one, and smash them together, and now you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But this is too much work for people like me, because I have an 18-pack of Uncrustables in my fridge right now. And so, I think that milk is another, I'm too lazy to eat a bowl of cereal. All I really like is just drinking the milk that's left over from the bottom of the cereal at the end. I wonder if they do a true reenactment of it, because like at Frosted Flakes, you have the glucose quicksand, I believe I heard it referred to once as, at the bottom because you put all the sugar on it.
Yeah.
If you have cornflakes, you can put sugar on your Rice Krispies. Pour a bunch, way too much sugar on there.
I don't put any sugar on my cereal. I don't put any sugar. I know a lot of people do.
Yeah, I know it's a thing.
Yeah.
I actually get the least sugary cereals I can. So really? Raisin Bran.
What's the point of that?
I like Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh, Honey, but it's a mouthful of joy.
Right?
Very sexual.
You know what else is a mouthful of joy? Like, it's a Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Very sexually, what's the word? Suggestive slogan. Yeah. A mouthful of joy.
I like sugary cereals, but it's not like it's the only thing that I like. I love Fruity Pebbles. They just soak really fast.
Fruity Pebbles are my favorite sugary cereal.
Yeah, they're so good.
I also like Life. It's a very basic cereal that I really dig. And
cinnamon.
I enjoy Life as well. I think being alive is kind of...
I thought you were talking about the board game.
We have three different lives here.
There are.
I have to find a fourth life and apologize to it next week.
There's a movie.
Yes. I'll apologize to Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Life is a great movie.
It's good.
Martin Lawrence, although after that movie, I think they should apologize.
What a sad, Mac. Sad ending, though.
I know.
They lived.
They were imprisoned for like 50 years.
Almost made it out.
They hated each other for 50 years for a crime they didn't do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they
learned a lot.
They
about
got
each
to
other.
Watch a different person kill him. The guy who actually committed the crime.
Oh, that's true.
I haven't seen it. So
Justice.
Long. I don't know why they said that's true. Yeah. Justin Long.
Justice.
And I was like, what?
No.
All right, I'll put in the paperwork for your pardon tomorrow morning. And the guy dies of a heart attack that night while he's asleep.
Yeah.
He's like, really?
That's awful. What a sad comedy.
Yeah.
You kind of see it coming, too, though. I'll put it in this night. And it's like, okay, the movie's about an hour in. That would be stupid if they made it out. This would be a really shitty movie.
Yeah, they'd probably
or title.
Just, yeah.
They would have had to get pulled over on the way out of town.
Yeah, I'd go right back. Oh, that'd even be even better if they made it out and then had to go right back in. Oh, man.
Okay, back to
the future.
The music. Oh, that also. Okay, Gabriel Francisco here. He is the not only a very funny comedian, dashing young man with gray hair.
Gray hair.
Great hair.
Oh, but I was gray.
One day I'll have
gray. He's the lead singer of a rock band. I mean, how much do you hate this guy right now?
Quite a bit.
But what you guys were talking about the
The concert.
Yeah, go ahead. Your band played last Thursday at Strummer's here in Fresno.
Which, by the way, your bass player looks a lot like Seth Rogen.
Fucking thank you!
I went up and
nobody
I was like...
Nobody sees it but me!
He went up and I was like, that guy looks like Seth Rogen.
Nobody sees it but me. I told him, he's like, I don't see it. And I'm like, Bobby, come on, he looks like young Seth Rogen, right? He goes, no.
With straight hair.
Yeah!
Yes.
Wait, did he have straight hair? No, I thought it was like cut really short.
It is cut short.
Yeah, it's kind of like Observe and Report when he was in that movie. Like that.
No one else... You know who he gets a lot too? Adam Devine. The guy from Workaholics.
Oh, no, I don't see it. Sorry, man. I see the Seth Rogen. I saw it, and I was
he gets that a lot.
Shit.
People come up to him and tell him he looks like that guy. No, I think he looks. I think he looks like Seth. Well, no one would have known unless you said that, Joel. I think he looks like Seth Rogen too.
Yeah, no.
Like I said, like in the movie About Our Lives, I want Seth Rogen to play.
Yeah,
I want to play myself. I want Bobby to play himself, and I want just Seth Rogen to play Nate.
Yeah, no, he. I don't even know who would play you.
No, I'd play me. I'd play myself.
Oh, you play yourself?
I'd play myself, and Bobby would play himself. And
but you just have Seth Rogen coming.
Says, yes, or it would just be me,
a 40-year-old man coming in.
Actually, I would have James Franco play you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't think you look like him, but I think that, like...
I think James Franco would play Bobby.
No, Jay.
Jay Baruchel would play Bobby?
It would be playing as you.
Oh, me? Okay. Yeah. I'll take it.
Bobby...
Really... All right, guys. Okay. I guess we're gonna sing a song or something.
I train a dragon.
I gotta go train a dragon. I would use that Jay Baruchel impression, but people don't know him by name yet. It's weird.
Yeah,
he's huge in Canada.
Is he?
He's a big star.
Sorry, because he's a Canadian.
He's a big star in Canada.
Fucking Canadians, like they have like three things to be proud of, and
no, they have a lot. There's so much we don't even acknowledge.
Like what?
Okay, Jim Carrey and Mike Myers. First of all, they gave us.
Okay, Jim Carrey, yes. Hockey, Mike Myers, a little bit.
Hockey as a sport in its entirety.
Michael Keaton.
Michael.
Not Michael Keaton. I'm sorry.
Michael Myers.
Did Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Is he gonna? He is. Yeah. Unfortunately, their only mistake was Justin Bieber. Moose.
Celine Dion.
They have. What it Mounties?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh wait, I just commented that Celine Dion was something we ever thinking for.
Robin Chabot.
Say I'm not gay. Okay, good.
Robin Chabot. Oh man, Robin. I think she really is Canadian.
Yeah, she is.
Kobe Smulders.
Yeah, she's. It was like from the actual talent. She
and boy does she smolder.
Oh my God, she's so hot. Have you seen that show? How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, I have.
The girl that plays Robin.
Can't believe that.
I couldn't tell you the name of any of the characters, but I have
seen her. She's the really beautiful brunette that's like the regular on the show.
Okay. She's like the Rachel of Your Mother. And when I say Rachel, I mean it's a reference of Friends. You seem to like...
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
When I think of Rachel, I think of the scene when she's sitting talking about going out with her boyfriend and their parents while wearing lingerie because she was too embarrassed to admit that they were caught.
Then she said it was fashion.
Yeah, she said it was fashion, and then when she's talking about it later, she's like, yeah, right in the middle of dinner, one of my boobs popped out, and I think it was Phoebe was like, oh my God, and Rachel's like, nah, it's okay, I got nice boobs.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, she's about to have sex with this guy, and the parents walk in, and she's like, oh, I work at a fashion design thing. I'm trying out these new clothes. People are going to start wearing them out and about, like trying to just play it along. And so the dad was like, oh, well, we were about to go to dinner. You should come. Oh, okay, I'm going to change. No, don't. The dad was like all into it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Her. Well, I like when the dad first walked in and he says, I like her. She seems smart.
Yeah. With her lingerie.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and you're a fan's friend. Or friends.
I am.
Friends fan.
I think of the 240-something episodes, though, there's like two or three I still have not seen. And I don't know where they are because there's so many episodes.
It's weird. It's awkward.
It is.
I watched them all in order at one point.
Did you?
Well,
yeah.
Friends is on instant watching Netflix right now. So.
And I actually own the whole series on Blu-ray. And I watch through them with a friend every so often when she comes over, try to pick up where we were. But like, we're barely on season two after like a year and a half. So.
My brother Mike, before Friends was on instant watch on Netflix, he just got all of the CDs.
I have all the DVDs.
Did all of them in a row and watched the whole series.
That's what I did.
So Joel, I have a song. We have a song called Wrecking Ball.
Yes.
And Joel texted me last night. How did you phrase it? He said it'd be the perfect song.
You should never... I started off by saying that...
You should never
do a song with lyrics that you wouldn't mind hearing screamed out in bed. Because, you're going to be the big rock star one day, and...
Hopefully. Hard enough.
You know, I can see a girl's screaming your lyrics in bed while grinding on top of you. I could see that happening. And your response was, no one has done that yet, but they've asked me to sing in bed.
Yeah.
And I told you, I hope you sang Wrecking Ball.
Which I did.
He has a song called Wrecking Ball, and he's like, you laughed and said you did, and I told you that I thought that song was designed to be fucked too.
Nice.
But the funny thing about the song though is the rhythm is dun 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 dun.
Was that one?
And I was like, you'd have to do two pumps and then pause, and then do another two pumps and then pause, and then you just really went for it, and I thought that was absurd.
Yeah, well, and then the very detailed, a very detailed course of action, you know, of that. Started going through my head then. I said, well, it's the two slow pumps. Are, you know, she's still a little bit dry. You're just getting in
there. Oh, God.
And then after the second dun, one, dun. You're in and you... Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. It's awful. It's yes, so it bad.
It's really horrible. That these are the kinds of things that go through your head when you're alone in the middle of the night.
With
nothing but your cell phone with a rather large screen and a
whenever I'm screen. Alone at night, I always think of Gabriel fucking too. It's weird. It's strange. It's strange. Just like, man, I can't go to sleep. You know, Gabriel should start fucking to different music.
There were two people material I thought of other jokes about. That was one. And the other, Terry Michaels has this bit that he does about going to bingo. Uh-huh. And he's like, I have a tip for you. Don't call up bingo if you don't have it. And those old people will kick the shit out of you. And last night, it occurred to me, the most dangerous thing I've ever done is Sunday brunch at Murray Callender's, because you think the drunk cholo at the club is dangerous. Try getting between an old person and their all-you-can-eat corned beef hash.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was there, they put out a new pan of bacon, and I thought I was going to get stampeded to death with medical canes and walkers.
But old people eat bacon? I always thought that like they couldn't. You know, like you see the movie where like the dad has this plate full of like nice breakfast and like the kid walks by and is like, no dad, you're gonna eat a tangerine, you know about your heart problems. Like that's in so many movies.
The commercial would be for the low sodium bacon. Or like turkey bacon or something.
No, I'm saying like in movies, like it'll just be like, here dad, here's your yogurt and spoon. You're not allowed to eat bacon, the doctor said. You know, that's why I'm always like...
That's because dad's life sucks. The lesson of every movie about it always is dad's life sucks.
Dad's life sucks.
You notice they've never done that shitty-ass shit to a woman in a movie, right?
Well, yeah.
You know, mom, you're too fat.
Yeah.
Because mom would kick your ass.
Yeah. they never do that kind of stuff.
But apparently, statistically, they outlive us, so...
It's true.
But,
because they let them be happy with their bacon.
Yeah. You cut out our bacon, we die off.
Yeah, well, but being stomped to death by the walkers, I imagine that being the weirdest episode of CSI ever. As it's like, well, cause of death appears to be blunt force trauma. Based on the size and shape of these marks, it seems he was pummeled to death with a tennis ball.
Well, there's no candy around this cane.
Oh!
Well, that's Law and Order. I was doing the CSI.
Oh, I don't know.
Where you put the glasses on.
Oh,
and they play the Who.
See, I just know the
Bones. They have that kind of joke is the title of the episode.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, every episode has.
To me, Bones is I'm bored and I want to look at pretty Deschanel for like.
Yeah.
For like a half an hour. What's her name? Emily.
Deschanel. It's all goofy dude, hot chick. Goofy dude, hot chick. Goofy dude, hot chick. Just all the way down until you get to Angel. He played Angel, right? Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I actually didn't know.
Was that him?
We're too young.
Anyway, yeah, I'm old.
We're too young. We're sorry.
But well, yeah, we're it's like kids. You turn on Bones. Let's see, which intern are they? Are they doing the hot chick or the weird dude intern this week? Because after the first couple seasons, the one character who was the intern in every episode is gone. So then they rotate through like six or seven different characters to be the intern in each episode. And there's three goofy looking dudes and three hot chicks. It's something like that.
I actually don't watch a lot of TV, like written TV anymore.
I only watch it on Netflix.
Watch reality TV watch. Or what?
No,
I guess that's right.
I watch like Conan. You know, like I watch talk shows, okay. And then I have a few like Portlandia, which I'm not behind. I'm really behind on The Simpsons is the only show I watch weekly. That's like a written thing.
Yeah, because they still write new episodes.
For yeah,
are they good?
I think so. Everybody hates them, but I think they make me laugh really hard sometimes.
Everyone
hates The Simpsons.
The last 5-7 seasons, people have really been on The Simpsons about how awful it is now. But it's still funny to me.
Every time you bring up The Simpsons, people are like, "That's still around," and it's like it's a good show. Like,
there's a reason it's the longest running animated series in television history.
Yeah, it's one of the longest running series of any kind.
In history.
You know, there's maybe a dozen shows that have run longer than them. And
like
those
soap operas.
And soap operas, yeah.
Soap operas will run for like 50 or 60 years.
Yeah. It's like 60 Minutes, I think, is the oldest program on television right now.
Is it?
What is it?
60 Minutes?
60 Minutes, a news program. It's on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
It's also the only show that doesn't have a theme song.
It's just ticking.
Yeah, they just have the ticking time.
I miss big cheesy theme songs though. Like the '90s was the last decade that had all that.
Like Full House.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the Middle East? I never knew the words.
It was a
predictable.
Everywhere we look,
that's the chorus of
it's your heart.
I love that too. That it's a theme song, but it has a chorus.
Yeah.
When you're lost out there
and you're all alone,
finding somebody to carry you home.
Or Friends, of course.
I'll be there for you.
They actually people like that theme song so much. They actually wrote a couple of extra verses and released it.
Yeah.
They didn't originally do that.
No, yeah. I found that out that it was not an actual song. They wrote it for the show.
The full song is actually pretty good.
Yeah, there's a bridge, and we actually looked at the chords and played it the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's fun.
Did you see Too Many Cooks?
No.
Did you see Too Many Cooks?
I did not.
Oh my god.
Is that Adult Swim?
Yeah.
I heard about it. It sounds stupid. It sounds like there's just no point. Like,
if you know what you're getting into, it's not as fun. You have to be like, what am I watching? But the theme song's so great. They're making fun of those songs like, too many cooks, too many cooks. And it's really catchy. It takes a lot to make a stew. Mm-hmm. And I was just singing it for like 3 days.
Oh, God. Well, like I said, I sing your Rocket Ball all the time. I'll just be driving, and I'm just like, Rocket Ball!
Well, you're saying he doesn't know the words, and then you say you forgot the words.
I just don't know the, oh no, there's Mama, is she faster? Like, I always, because, like, I think whenever you say, oh no, like, I get such a big laugh that I don't get to hear the rest of it. It's just a fade of laughter.
You haven't seen that joke bomb yet, then, have you?
Not once.
Wow, yeah.
Every time we go, wow! Like, everybody is just like, Jack Black!
I felt it tank so hard, like, 4 or 5 times.
Okay, here's one thing that you guys need to look for. Sometimes if they're not laughing, it doesn't mean that you're bombing. There will be times when you're doing your bit... No one's laughing, but everyone's looking straight at you, and you can see smiles on their face.
I've caught that. I look for a laugh, and there's nothing, and I look at them, and they're all smiling, waiting for the next thing. So I think it's a good, like, I still have them.
Well, last night at Tulare, there were, like, 4 people.
Did you go?
Yeah,
I went. Did Derek go?
Yep, we did. It was supposed to be me, him, Chris Cruz, and Nick Zapeglia, but Chris Cruz just, like, didn't call back.
he's a busy guy.
Yeah, he's... He's got his own things going. But, so it was just me, Derek, and Nick Zapeglia. We drove up to Tulare. There was barely any people, so it was really hard. I did like 5 minutes. The only people laughing was Cammy and Elena, and it was just...
Those are the girls that are always out there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they are nice.
The blonde gal and... I don't know.
Yeah. So, I had my Facebook joke bomb for the first time. I was like, no, that's my baby! Don't drop my baby! You let me drop it!
I don't remember the Facebook bit.
So,
let him do it. So every time he does it, his eyes light up. Here comes the Facebook joke.
He's straightening his fake tie.
Yes, you have to.
Pretend to button the top button on the shirt that doesn't have any buttons. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I like Facebook. I feel like there's a lot of things that are coming out now. Like, you can now edit a status. So, like, if you accidentally put in an L, you can get rid of it so you don't look stupid. So what I want to do is I want to post a status like, hey guys, I'm going to be a father. And then I'm going to get hundreds and hundreds of likes. And then I'm going to edit it. And I'm going to change it to, hit like if you want to see this dick. Just so that people are going through the newsfeed like, why does everybody want to see this guy's dick? I didn't like this post. I liked the other one, but I did that one. I did a few like newer ones. And
everybody
then,
everybody wants to see everyone else's dick.
Can we talk about comedy for a second? Have you noticed people's comedy voices?
Yeah.
Like, I love Blake's comedy voice. We make fun of Derek's comedy voice. Because, like, Blake will talk to you like this. And you're like, yeah, I'm just doing this. And you're like, do a bit. And he's like, have you guys noticed that, like, on Facebook, okay, they have this thing. And, like, you don't talk like that.
You got to have a rhythm, though. You can't just, like...
But apparently I do it too, because we, have you had Carmen Gefkin on here yet?
I had her on the podcast once a long time ago.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, she is.
She'd be fun to do. Anyway, so I was talking with Blake and Carmen, and she hadn't heard a bit, and Blake was like, do it. And she just started busting up. Before I even introduced the setup, I just started talking in, like, the doing the bit.
Yeah.
And I guess my voice changed and my demeanor changed, and she thought it was so funny. And I didn't realize how funny it was until I saw Blake jump into that, like,
that's
glove.
Natural, yeah.
Go to that glove right now.
Because it's then, like, you don't hear a poet say poems naturally.
You are performing, but it's, like, it's funny just to perform. Yeah. Or, like, have you heard his Derek Hayden impression?
No, I have not.
So I went to the bowling alley, you guys. Yeah. Loved it. Loved it, you guys. He does it, he goes, and it's just like, he just goes into a laugh.
I'm afraid to find the answer to this app, but I'm going to ask anyways. Does anyone do an impression of me?
I can't. I don't think
I would need a big leather jacket.
Yeah. No, it's just like you have like a deeper like I'm Joel. Like, I can't do it. I don't think my voice is
there. I would have to watch. I had to spend a lot of time with you and watch recordings of you and study your vocal patterns and cadence and tonality.
See, I'm with Derek all the time.
That's why you.
I feel like I'm performing differently. Different times, like my opening joke, a lot of people just tell me I look like a serial killer. They're all gone now. I sometimes I'll do that joke kind of dark and angry, and sometimes I'll go up there. You know, a lot of people used to tell me I look like a serial killer. Yeah, they're all gone now.
I've seen you both.
Kind of I feel like a lot of my material lends itself to me being confused.
You don't know yourself if you're a serial killer.
It's that
a lot of my jokes are based on my misunderstanding something. You know, like the sign joke. I saw a sign that said "End Road Work." That's the weirdest protest I've ever heard of. You know, a lot of my jokes seem to be based on me having misunderstood something.
Yeah, well, that's if you read the Comedy Bible, there's like four or five different things that make something funny, and one of them is the audience is smarter than you.
Yeah.
So when you're saying end road work, you're like, oh, well, this is what I thought it was. Well, the audience is like, we know better. You know what I mean? Like,
if you make the Mark Wahlberg thing, the euthanasia.
Yeah,
that's why
exactly.
That gets a laugh.
Yeah, I like euthanasia. Right, because people are like, well, that's killing little kids. You know, like, they know better. So whenever you make the audience feel smart, they start busting up laughing. They love it.
I don't mean this as a criticism. Euthanasia, that specific one, is really old. But the Mark Wahlberg of Mark Wahlberg.
I actually talked to a lot of people who have made the same mistake themselves. Which is why I did it, because I thought that for years as a kid. I think a lot of kids hear words and then they assume.
Yeah.
The real joke is not that it sounds like that. The joke is that Mark Wahlberg
would definitely make that mistake.
Yeah, that's really what the joke is.
Because he's a like muscle bound guy, and usually
it's a stereotype. Yeah,
right. The stereotype is if you have muscles, you don't have brain.
A lot of the impressions too. They're caricatures of the person.
Right.
Like, the joke is like, oh, Mark Wahlberg's so dumb, but he's actually a really educated.
Everybody likes to play Arnold Schwarzenegger dumb because he's muscle bound.
Yeah.
Muscle guys have no brains.
I would love to hear someone do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation, reciting their theorem on astrophysics or something. I would love to hear that voice.
That would be funny.
Next time you have a really boring professor at a class giving you a lecture on something completely inane, just get them to do it in Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
I had a film professor who sounded, it's just so weird, and it's not anything incredible, but you think, like, that's, how do you, he doesn't sound,
he sounded like him?
No, he sounded just like Edward Norton. You're like, Edward Norton doesn't have an extremely, but like,
no, he does.
But if you heard him, you'd be like, I would close my eyes. Like, on days that I was bored, I would close my eyes and just pretend Edward Norton was teaching the class. And it would help me pay attention because his voice.
It reminded me of the fight that I had with Tyler.
He did it was, that was actually, yeah. The way it was amazing. There was a natural voice. And I was talking to Christy Farley, who had the same professor about a year beforehand. And she was like, yeah, it was weird. He sounded just like, and I was like, Edward Norton. She was like, yeah. I was like, I always wanted to tell him, but I was afraid. She's like, oh, I told him. Has anyone told you that you sound just like Edward Norton? I was like, I was so afraid.
What'd he say?
I forgot what she said. I think he was like, aha, no, I actually, no one has. But I guess if I told him,
but you're gonna
like,
get
yeah.
a D now.
Yeah.
I read an article that guy was.
So actually, I'm passing.
I read an article that Edward Norton was a real asshole.
Really? I heard Hugh Jackman's a dick.
Oh, really?
And that made me sad, because he seems super friendly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I really like Edward Norton, but, like, they were saying that, like, whenever he's in a movie, he tries to take other people's jobs. Like, it's just, like, for the director, he'll come up and be like, all right, this is how we're doing this scene. And the director's like, no, and, yeah, we're gonna do it that way. All right, costuming, like, we're gonna wear this and this. And so he, like...
What? Goes... I would have to be in a movie with him to see firsthand. The one person I thought would be the biggest dick I hear is the nicest, which is The Rock. I thought The Rock would be the meanest guy, and apparently he's like crazy, insanely friendly to everyone.
Really? I know Robin Williams had a really good personality. That's what they were saying. They were saying that he was just a really nice guy.
I hear Jim Carrey's become very jaded over the years and has been
really
rude.
I can see that.
Well, did you see?
Actually, with Jim Carrey, looking at the roles that he's played, they've become... he seems like his roles have become less the character he's playing has become less happy over the years. I mean, go back at the beginning of his movie career. Look at the
silliness that he
the
brought.
Silliness,
but he's getting
it.
Older too. Like, then, to have that energy is like not as easy.
Well, Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey. Did you hear about that? About the diner? Like, Tommy Lee Jones told, because Jim Carrey saw Tommy Lee Jones in a diner and they were doing Batman together at the time. He was Riddler and.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones was Two-Face. And,
Scarface.
Yeah, Scarface. No, but he comes up and he's like, hey, and Tommy Lee Jones looks at him and he's just like, hey, I don't like you. Like, don't talk to me. You're a terrible person or something like that. And it was just random. And so I read that and I think I just assumed that Jim Carrey was like this victim. So I don't know if something happened before that, but I read that and I was like, man, Jim Carrey just seems like the nicest guy.
He was my first hero.
But you were saying that David Spade was a dickhead.
David Spade, you know what? David Spade was a diva is a much better word. David Spade was definitely a diva.
Didn't one of his super fans try to kill him or something crazy like that?
David
what?
Spade?
Dave
Spade?
Yeah. Well, like, or an old... Okay.
And he went,
I remember once hearing Bill Maher talk about David Spade had a friend who... I don't know exactly what happened. Bill Maher referred to, David Spade has experience where, you know, you have one of those little friends and then the person just turns on you. And I remember thinking a couple of things. Well, you know, I can see your friend becoming really famous and rich and you getting jealous. And I can also see what a dick Bill Maher is, your little friend. You know,
yeah.
If you start treating your friends like they're your little friend because you're such a big deal now... Yeah, they're gonna turn on you.
Bill Maher. I liked when I was an early teenager, and the older I got, I just felt like his personality outweighed anything he had to say.
He's always been kind of an arrogant jerk.
I like
at least the characters he is.
I like Jon Stewart
in the shows.
That's who I like.
You know, he's not. He is angry also. But he's got a good attitude about it.
Jon Stewart?
Yeah. Bill Maher is like, everything is fucked up and it's because you guys are all stupid. And
yeah.
Whereas Jon Stewart is like, you know, all this stuff is fucked up. It's because these people are lying to you.
Let's have fun and make fun and of
here's
him.
What's really yeah. helped me out. So, yeah.
What's going on?
I'm excited. He's the Daily Show. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see Stephen Colbert play something straight.
Yeah.
Because he's taken over. Because he's always that character, you know, on his show. He's the dumb guy character.
Yeah, he's taken over the Late Show from David Letterman.
I like to see him just tell jokes straight and interview. And yeah, you're making...
Yeah. Yeah, Oh, yeah, you got to get going. Okay, Gabriel Francisco here has to ditch out on us. He's got a girl waiting for him to come sing to her in bed.
No.
It's actually so, Steve Jobs.
That is not true.
He's going to get Steve Jobs.
We're going to cut this off early. Guys, thanks a lot for coming to do the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's Blake Hayden, Gabriel Francisco. Great to see you guys. I am JT Foreman. We have been The Bitter Comics, and I will talk to you next week. Peace.
Give a big round of welcome to Joel Foreman, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up, JT Foreman. Yeah!
I'm JT Foreman. A lot of people used to tell me I look like a serial killer. Yeah, they're all gone now. I'm not crazy. I've never killed anyone. I do have problems, though. I think everyone does. I have both obsessive compulsive and attention deficit disorders. You know how hard it is to stalk someone when you're easily distracted? See some hot chick and be like, yeah. Squirrel. Also, I'm schizophrenic, but I'm not paranoid. I'm thankful. Which means I'm pretty sure everybody's watching me, and I really appreciate that. It's good to know people are looking out for me. I'm also addicted to secondhand smoke. They say secondhand smoke is actually twice as deadly as smoking the cigarette yourself because you don't have the benefit of a filter. So that means if you're smoking a cigarette and I'm standing next to you, I'm actually enjoying it twice as much as you are. I do have a question, though. Round of applause. Any smokers in the room? No? A couple? He raises his hand. It's clapping is too much work. You're that out of breath from the cigarettes? Well, I was looking on a pack the other day, and the warning label says that smoking can cause lung cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. How exactly are people smoking these things? I understand the lung cancer, but colon and prostate? Maybe instead of a warning label, every pack should include directions. Well, just to get to the colon or the prostate, you have to go in through your butt. Are people smoking with their butt? So it's going to make my secondhand smoke smell like shit. I'm addicted, so I'm still going to use, but I'd rather people not do that. Of course, the reason the warning label is there is because the FDA requires it. And they wanted to come out with some new warning labels that were a lot more graphic. One of them shows this guy smoking a cigarette, and there's like smoke wafting out of a trachea hole in his neck. Yeah. I don't like this idea for a couple reasons. One, I don't want the FDA going hog wild putting warning labels everywhere. I mean, last thing I want to see when I walk into McDonald's is a warning sign up on the menu board that says, if you eat too much, you could end up looking like this. And above it is a picture of me with my shirt off. And I definitely don't want you ladies buying alcohol and seeing a warning sign that says, hey, if you drink too much, you might end up going home with this. And above it is a picture of me with my shirt off. But the biggest thing is that I think it's both unnecessary and rude. Like, round of applause, who here knows that smoking is bad for you? Okay? See, everybody knows. There's no need for a warning label. Telling a smoker cigarettes are bad for them is like telling your buddy that his sister is a slut. It's just going to piss him off. And with how she dresses, he already knows. Remember when I was 16, my dad caught me smoking a cigarette. Made me smoke a whole carton. Glad it never caught me masturbating. You're going to do this till you're sick of it. That's going to take a long time, Dad. I never did learn my lesson. I read recently that women, on average, make only 77% of what a man makes for doing the exact same job. You know what that tells me? Only hire women. They're willing to do the same work for less money. It just makes good economic sense to have them do it. There's this guy who got busted for armed robbery. He was supposed to be sentenced to 5 years, but they gave him 10 instead because he committed the crime in a construction zone. Penalties double in construction zones. On the way here tonight, I saw a sign that said, "End road work." That's the weirdest protest I've ever heard of. And I saw a homeless guy. He had a sign, and for some reason, he decided to put his nationality on the sign. What reason could I possibly have to care that he's from Hungary? I stopped, and he asked me for a dollar, but I didn't give it to him. I never give money to homeless men. I only give money to homeless women because you only have to give them 77 cents. Well, look, if they're willing to be homeless for less money, it just makes good economic sense to have them do it. Actually, I did give money to a homeless man one time, but I had to give him $2 because we were in a construction zone. So if the World Trade Center had been in India, would the attack have happened on 7-Eleven? They hate us for our Slurpees. Thank you, bomb again. You notice there's not a whole lot of female suicide bombers, right? As they offer the suicide bomber 72 virgins, what woman wants 72 dudes who are 40 and live with their mother? Yeah, really, ladies, if you want a bunch of virgins, you don't have to martyr yourself. Just go to a Star Trek convention. I mean, you'll have your choice of men who have no idea what to do with you. I'll see you there. Actually, I don't think the women get 72 virgins. I think they get 55.44 virgins. That's 77%. Go ahead and do the math if you want. You know, if I'd been one of those terrorists, I would not have flown into the World Trade Center. I would have looked for a building that was still under construction. Virgins double in construction zones. Pretty sure it works that way with everything. I had lunch with my mom today. I ordered a hamburger with no pickles or onions. She told me I should eat more vegetables, so I asked for extra ketchup. She made me promise I'd be more healthy, so I went to the grocery store to get a healthy snack, and I bought an apple. It was $1.50 for one apple. I can't afford health food. It's cheaper to eat junk food and get lipo every 6 months. I did start going to the gym lately, but I'm not trying to lose weight. I just want to be able to eat more. The trainer asked me if my workout goal was to build her tone. Actually, I was hoping to supersize. Jog because I love french fries. I don't know, I could lose a few pounds, but I'm not too worried about it. I can still tie my shoes without holding my breath, so I'm fine. Really, I just don't want to end up like the guy I saw at Denny's. Dude was wearing suspenders with sweatpants. Guy next to him was buttering his toast for him. I was like, wow, man, you go out to eat and you brought a pit crew? Hey, did you hear about the corporate CEO who stole $100 million from his company? See, they should have hired a woman. She would have only stolen $77 million. At least it wasn't a construction company. I can go on with those all night if you want. Read the bank robbery statistics from last year. It turns out the number of bank robberies committed by women has gone up dramatically. Well, that's okay, because they only steal 77 cents for every dollar a man steals. I told you, I have a lot more of those. Well, getting close to the end of my time. Before I go, I want to put this out there. Ladies, I'm looking for a friend with benefits. But I just need dental. I'd like to get a blowjob, but I'd also like to get this tooth pulled. So... I hate dating, because dating always seems to me like a combination of gambling and prostitution, because you spend a bunch of money and you might have sex. That's why it's called getting lucky. Really, whether you're talking about women or Vegas, the only sure thing is a hooker. I really want to sell myself to you, ladies, so I want you to think about this. I've never been married, so there's no ex-wife to have to deal with. I'm not very good at talking to women, so I'm not even capable of cheating on you. And you can be fairly certain I'm disease-free.
And I have really low self-esteem, so no matter how poorly you treat me, I would never leave you. I'm a great catch. I'm telling you, if I made just a little bit more money, women would be lining up to settle for me. Hey, I'm JT Foreman. You guys enjoy the show. Have a great night.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.